What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're well. Friday! Woo! Friday night and the weekend's here, so we can boogie down. Where's the pod? Oh, sorry. It's not the 90s. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. It's Friday edition. The weekend is upon us, and we are raising up some dreamers. We're talking today about trust the dream. Trust the dream. We have to talk about Joseph. You know, I believe when we dream, it changes the world around us. I believe when God gives us something in our spirit, it will not, like, I don't think you can easily lose it. It's kind of like your salvation. Everybody, like, thinks you lose your salvation if you look at something wrong. Friends, look, getting saved is a flat-out repentance process of receiving Jesus. But I don't believe you can lose your salvation easy. I don't. I believe you actually have to, like, give that jam up. Yes, there's a way of right living, for sure. So my point is, if you're living wrong, then you're giving it up. I don't think it's that easy. And I don't think it's that easy to kill a dream. I think when God puts something in you, that dream is going to hold on. I think God's desire is really what it is. It doesn't end. It doesn't leave you, right? And when you think of the story of Joseph, gosh, it's crazy. We start out in the story, and you can follow this, and you know, really, Genesis 39, Genesis 40, 41. I mean, you can go through the whole thing. Joseph's father, Jacob, gives him a coat. And the Bible said it was the coat of many colors, right? And immediately he was marked. Immediately. I mean, his brothers hated him, and Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph had a dream. That, like, and we're gonna just fly through this because there's so much to the story to cover. But Joseph had a dream that basically he saw the harvest field bowing before him, and that really is harvest authority. But the coat of many colors was given to him, and he stood out. And the first thing I think that you need to understand is we're not supposed to fit in. If you're gonna wear the coat that God has for you, it's about time you stand out. We live in a day where everybody is trying to follow. Nobody's really leading, right? Everybody is looking for someone else's response or someone else to take a stand or someone else to come out with a thought so we can all say yes or like someone else's idea. It's time you get your own ideas. It's time you read the same Bible and get boldness and courage and begin to declare, look, you're not supposed to fit in. You're not supposed to blend in. You've been given a coat of many colors. Act like it. You've been given a coat that's going to make you stand out. So following Joseph, there's one thing I realized. You're going to have to stand out. It's a key to dreaming. You're going to stand out. Don't try to blend in and be liked by everybody. Trust the dream. Joseph has a dream about harvest authority. The harvest is bowing down before him. His brothers get so angry that they literally try to kill him, throw him into a pit. Well, really what happened is the minute they got angry at him, you know what he did? He dreamed another dream. And then he had another dream, and he was like, well, if that didn't get you upset, I had a second dream. And by the way, I have an addendum to the first. It wasn't just the wheat. It was all of heaven bowing down. And they got so angry, they threw him into a pit, his brothers, and they said, let's see what becomes of this dream. Look, not everybody's going to like you if you're a dreamer. Not everybody's going to understand you. You will be persecuted if you're a dreamer. It's the bottom line. If you're going to dream for God, get ready to have a few enemies. That's what happens. The brothers hated him for the dream, and the Bible says he dreamed another dream. The dream God has for you is going to grow. It's going to increase. It's going to grow over time, just like Joseph's multiple dreams. It's progressive. In you is a dream that's going to continually grow. And in Genesis 37, 19, they say, oh, here we go. Behold, the dreamer is coming. Joseph was so consumed by his dream that people started calling him by what he believed in. That's amazing. I want your coworkers today to look at you and go, oh, there's the dreamer. There's the awakener. There's the one that thinks that, you know, British Columbia can be shaken by the power of God. I want you to be crazy. Wear the coat, be strong, be bold, and realize that God wants you to be a dreamer, that God wants your name to be known by your dream. They didn't even call him by their name. They threw him in a pit a few moments later, said, let's see what'll become of that dream. In a crazy turn of events, he gets rescued out of that pit, and he gets put into a man's house, Potiphar's house. And then immediately he gets put in. So can you imagine this? He gets a coat from his father of favor. Brothers hate him. He dreams some more. They're calling him the dreamer. They throw him in the pit to see what'll become of the dream, right? The Ishmaelites deliver him, which if you know that story, it's like, gosh, the son of sin came back in redemption. The Ishmaelites redeem him. He gets put in Potiphar's house, and then something happens to him again, which is something that every dreamer is going to have to guard for. We'll hear about it next. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Joseph gets thrown in Potiphar's house. And let me tell you something. If you're a dreamer, you're going to have to overcome temptation. You're going to have to overcome compromise and you being picked off of your dream. And Potiphar's wife tries to sleep with this dude, pushes him, presses him, and he says no. She makes up a story and throws him into prison. This is ridiculous, friends. Whose life is this? He gets in the prison, gets favor with the prison guards. And the prison guards give him the key to the prison. This is ridiculous. You can't stop the dream. You've got to trust the dream. The dream in you is going to open doors and make way for you. He gets into the prison, gets the keys to the prison. And then he meets two prisoners in the jail. One's a butler, one's a baker. And they go, hey, do you know how to interpret dreams? Of course they do. Here's another key for your life. If you're going to know how to, if you want clarity on your dream, you better surround yourself with dreamers. We talked about that the other day. Surround yourself with dreamers. Joseph interprets his dream. One is the guy, one guy's going to die. The other one's going to be set up high in Pharaoh's place as a right-hand person. And Joseph's like, don't forget me. Well, the dude, it did happen and the dude forgot Joseph. So now, Genesis 40:23, after the dude was like, I'm going to remember you, it says the chief butler didn't remember him. And ultimately, your dream isn't connected to other people. It's going to be God. Stop waiting for a handout. Stop waiting for a little bit of attention. Stop waiting for a viral YouTube video. Like, dream. Trust the dream in you. The Bible says that he that began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. And when you look at the story of Joseph, look, I'm not trying to cover all these aspects. I'm just showing you the dream can't die. From the pit to Potiphar, then prison, then Pharaoh, every step of the way, Joseph basically gets promoted. And as you know the story, he ends up going up and interpreting the dream, and God gave him authority over harvest authority. The same thing he saw, he got over everybody. And there's two sons that Joseph had, which I want to focus on as we go. He had two sons. One was Manasseh and one was Ephraim. And here are the two keys that you need in your life if you're going to be a dreamer. Manasseh means I have forgot what happened to me in my father's house. If you're going to truly dream, if you're going to trust the dream in your heart, you better learn to forgive and forget. Bitterness will bury you. You better learn how to forgive. Let that go. Forgive the person that abused you. Forgive the person that hurts you. I know people, man, their dreams are killed by bitterness. Their dreams are picked off by anger and frustration. And I'm telling you, trust the dream. If you're a Sixers fan, trust the process. Trust the dream. The dream in you will make it come to pass. Don't give in. I have forgotten what happened in my father's house. Are your wounds still fresh? Are you still bitter? Are you still angry? Or have you forgiven easily? And then Joseph had another son named Ephraim, which means I will be fruitful in the land of affliction. And if you're a dreamer, you're going to sit in situations many times where you're not going to see the fullness of what you're believing for at the moment. You better declare you're going to be fruitful in the land of affliction. No matter what transition you're in, no matter what job you're in between, no matter what home you're living in, maybe you don't have a home, maybe you're believing for something greater, you need to declare today, I will be fruitful in my land of affliction. And that doesn't mean that you're in the worst place of life possible. That just means you ain't where you want to be. And I look, we just need to declare that right now. I want you to say out loud, I will be fruitful in the land of affliction. Say it again. I will be fruitful in the land of affliction. And I'm telling you today, you're going to be fruitful in the land of affliction. You're going to do what God's put in your heart to do as you forgive, as you forget. As you declare you're going to be fruitful, you will be fruitful. And the Lord told me to tell you today that the dream that He put inside of you is going to make a way for you. Trust the dream. Continue to dream big. Listen to this week's podcast again if you need to. And just understand that the dream that God has put inside of you is going to make a way. Father, today on this Friday, I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice. God, let that dream in them begin to grow, begin to flourish, begin to thrive. Father, I break every distraction. I thank you that they are forgiving every offense that has been done to them. And we declare today that they will be fruitful in the land of affliction. I pray breakthrough this weekend as these dreamers come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Amen, amen, amen. Love y'all. Amazing Friday. Go forth, you dreamers. Join us Monday morning as we talk about not compromising. What? We love you. We'll see you next week. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.